So recap. All right. So we're going to talk about building community, but I want to recap because part of culture is the values that come into the community. You know, the way you do life. Because you believe in something. What you believe, you actually behave. You know, what you think is the way you live. All right, so what do we have? Next one. Okay, so I want to raw you, all right? Raw, R-A-W, all right? Acronym for receive, accept, and welcome. The Greek word is basically in your heart, you make space to say, Wayne, you and I look different, but I'm going to make heart in my heart to receive you and to accept you. You know, Jake, I accept you. Not to alter you, I accept you just the way Jesus accepts you. While you were yet sinner, I accept you. And then the W is, I welcome you. Anytime you walk into my house is your house. Just don't change the furniture. All right? You're welcome. Eat my food, but not too much. All right? But God is not like that. Jesus is like, come. My kingdom is your kingdom. Wow. To the glory of God. I mean, that's the standard. To the glory of God. Not our standard. Not like, do this and maybe. Unconditionally, the glory, the kingdom, is like, you are little children. You don't have to work hard. But my Father, with good pleasure, is going to give you the kingdom. That kind of acceptance, that's what AFL is. So AFL is a kingdom values that we try to, as in Marian Vineyard, we try to accept one another as Christ accept, forgive. You know why we forgive, isn't it? Because I'm going to fail you. You know, just even like mentioning just two names and then mention you, I might have offended you already, you know. So that's the reality. It's like we are there, but we're not there yet. So we're going to fail. You know, my English is not my second language. And I'm actually... See? It's already, she already offended me. I'm like, come on, you break my thoughts. Oh. See, now I can't think straight. All right, back to AFL. All right, AFL is good. So we forgive. And then we love. So my thing is, if you can't even accept someone, don't talk about love. You know what I mean? You can't look. Oh, you smell different, or you look different. You know what I mean? That look, it's not like, hey, you know, hey, you know. You don't have that look. I don't have that look. I have the no look, serious look, all right? But I'm trying hard, see? Can you see I'm trying hard, isn't it? Yeah, a good visitor. Thank you. All right, let's look at it more, please. Next. All right. So if you're not here again, we are the people of God's kingdom. God's kingdom. God's heavenly, born again, totally new creation, people of the Spirit. Very different because the world doesn't know the Spirit. But we are the people of the Spirit. Very intimate. Deep in you and with you all the time. Filled and led by the Holy Spirit, not of this world. So the kingdom culture has to be counterculture. It's not of this world. That's why if people don't like you, Jesus said in John 16, it's because you're not of this world. All right? So don't try to conform to this world. We are just of a different kind. Next one, please. All right, so kingdom culture is a heavenly culture. It comes from heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So it's a heavenly culture. It is actually quite invisible. Who's been to heaven? So we are supposed to be seated up there with Christ. So there's something about us being maybe heavenly citizen. We are ambassador here. So we are trying to influence a worldly culture with the heavenly values. Very different, very counterculture. But that's our job. Be different. Next one. All right. Marie brought this, I think it's a nice contrast. You know, she explained it much, much better because she speaks Queen's English. All right. But I'll try. Deep relationship with God as to distant mistrust. No God, I don't care. Nah. Love, harmony, full of exposure, openness. And then in the darkness, unfortunately, it's happening so much in people's mind and emotion. The fear, I dare not show myself. The hiddenness, the isolation, the loneliness, the blame, the strife, you know, because they like don't take their ownership. And then in the kingdom of God, light, you know, Miriam emphasizes there's neither male nor female. You know, there's equality. There's neither Jew nor Greek, Chinese or English, Scottish or whatever. So we are all not the same. We are all of equal value. If you don't love unity, all right, you generally don't love diversity. God loves diversity, but he say, yeah, I'm going to mix them all together and unite them. That's what unity is all about. Look at us. None of us, you know, from what the Bible say, it's going to be in the past, present, or future. We are here, right now. So that's the uniqueness. Not snowflakes that just float away and then finish, but our soul continues. And then there's worship, the joy and service, you know, serving one another, expecting and, preferring, rather than harshness, futility, you know, hierarchy, power differential, fruitfulness, you know, is the fruit of the Spirit, but also whatever you do, God say, I'll bless it. And then the rat race is always labor and pain. Not enough, still rat race running. Next one, please. Okay, so culture impacts us and impacts how we relate, expectation. You know, any culture, if you go to Chinese culture, you kowtow to an old man like me, isn't it, Jake? You're supposed to. You're too modern. All right. You're supposed to. All right. With the Western, it's like, individualistic. How are you, Sam? You know, do you call your dad Sam? All right. I have friends who call their dad, you know, their name. It's like, we are individualistic. Well, Chinese is surname first. So that's our culture. We come from somewhere. Our family is important, you know. And Jewish culture is like that. The name is very important. Generation, Abraham, Jacob, you know, all that. And how we function. We need the code of values, code of conducts. That's kind of community is like, yeah, we're spirit people, we're kingdom people. Next one, please. So, big one, we're called into relationship, not religion. I do not like religion because my Lord Jesus don't like religion too. Religion is mainly a holy man, normally, who has a sacred kind of holiness about them. And then there's a holy book, sacred book, that only the holy men know how to interpret the sacred book. And then they have sacred ritual or holy ritual that, again, you don't understand, but you have to follow. That's what religion is. But Jesus said, no, let's do away with that. Let's do real relationship. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, emphasis there that Paul was actually a prisoner of the Rome, But he said, that's not a big deal. I'm actually a prisoner of the Lord. I make myself prisoner because I want to kowtow to my Lord. I want to do the only thing that my Jesus, the King, wants me to do. So in that, he implores, which is all of us, that you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called. So you have been called. You have been chosen. What are you chosen and called to do? That with all humility and gentleness. So you can unpack those words. Humility is not, you know, putting yourself down. Humility is just knowing who you are before the high God. And before the high God, everybody should be humble. That's what humility. And if everyone should be humble, everyone should be equal. So we prefer others. Gentleness is meekness. Meekness, again, is not weakness. It's basically strength, like a stallion, being tamed and trained by the Holy Spirit. That's who we are. You know, we can, or we can control, because the Spirit is the spirit of self-control. And we offer kindness instead of, you know, ministry of the hand, not this way, okay? With patience, long-suffering. You know, the long-suffering is a military word. So if you are a team of 10, so the long-suffering is we will not give up until all of us get through that line. That's what long-suffering is. That's the community. It's like, you know, we go with the slowest pacer. We don't say, come on, come on. We kind of like, no, I'm going to hang with you until we get across together. Then we win. No man left out. Showing tolerance or acceptance for one another in love. And then being diligent again. This is community preserved in the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Next one, please. Likewise, Colossians and Philippians is very much similar, but the wording again, so as those who have been chosen of God. How many of you, like me, did not get chosen when we were playing sports? You know, it's like, you know, it's a terrible feeling, you know. Ethan doesn't have that problem. Have you seen his bicep? So, you know what I mean? Regardless, God chose you. Yeah. That's the value. You know, if most high God is like, hey, I choose you, that's your value. You know what I mean? Out of everyone, I choose you. Chosen. Holy and beloved, you know, once you're chosen by the Holy God, God just, you know, you are holy, you're beloved, please. So you put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing and accepting with one another, and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone. So Paul is very realistic. You're going to have a complaint about me. But I'm not going to have a complaint for you because I'm so perfect. No, I will have complaint. Marie would know. He's like, oh, you know what I mean? So Paul is real and said, but come on, we're called to better life. You know, put away grumbling and complain and then forgive. Just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all this, again, put on love. Love. Foundation. Which is the perfect bond of unity. Next one, please. I'm running very quickly. So, AFL, got it? Accept, forgive, love. Next one. Okay. This is where it comes from. So, I'm going to run through it. You need to look at it from Romans 14 and then to 15. All right, that's where it all started. And it was all about, oh, should I eat this? Should I obey this? So those are practically, but the spirit of it is Now accept the one who is weak in faith. All right? So what it means is the differences of your opinion of what you think is good, God say, accept those who doesn't speak in tongue. Accept those who don't know how to do the stuff. Accept those who like to follow liturgy. I love following liturgy because I don't have to think. That's why I go to another church, which they just follow liturgy. Geraldine laugh. It's a good one. So, for the purpose, so not to pass judgment on opinion, to debate or try to pull them down. It's just to accept. For the kingdom of God is not about eating or drinking. So that is basically, it's not the exterior. It's not how you behave or how you practice worship and all that. It's not about that. It's about righteousness within your heart and with others and with God. Righteousness, peace, shalom, perfect peace, wellness with yourself again, with God and with each other, and joy. Joy in the Lord is good. For he who in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So Paul highlighted that. Do it this way. So then we pursue the things which make for peace and building up of one another. Next one, please. All right, long one, okay? I'll get Marie to read it because my mouth is dry.
Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbour for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God.
So the kingdom culture is about King of Kings, which is King Jesus. If we have the King of Kings, then we follow the King of Kings. He did it. He is not demanding us to do anything that he has not done. He is the perfect example. You know, the King of Glory came down to earth as a little baby, vulnerable, smelly manger. Can you see? And he's doing it for us. But he's also doing it and say, this is the example of kingdom culture. This is the community that I want you. So that's why the last part now, may God gives perseverance and encouragement. So that you can be same mind with one another and with one voice glorify God. That's the community that we come together in unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace and love. Next one, please. So the connection here now, all right, community, and then it extended, is basically say this community is for everyone. All right? Maria is going to read that. So you kind of link and say, okay, you guys who are called, you do this, all right? You do this. Accept each other well, forgive each other, and then love well, and then let the world see why I brought you guys together, all right? Because the Gentile world in those days need to see that. Yes, I'm a Jewish Messiah, but I come for the world. So the Jews missed out. They thought, nah, not kosher, it's all for me. Nah, it's for everyone. Okay, please.
Therefore, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. For I say that Christ has come, become a servant to the circumcision on behalf of the truth of God, to confirm the promises given to the fathers, and for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles and I will sing to your name. Again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. Again, Isaiah says, there shall come the root of Jesse, and he who arises to rule over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
So whatever we do for the kingdom of God, culture, community, or whatever, is for the world. If you don't get that, then you're going to be a cult. You're going to be just hanging around like, yeah, Jesus is coming, up in the mountains, singing Kumbaya, that kind of thing. Now, whatever the community, whatever the culture, has to make a difference to the world. Amen. The heaven come, that's our prayer. Thy heaven come, thy will be done, so that it influences the worldly culture. That's what Ethan is doing. That's what Allison is doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why we cheer for them. We can't all go, but we can cheer for them, and we all do different things. But we have to go out. We have to. We are the only club that exists for others. That's our community. Next one, please. Okay, I think I'm finished. Next one. Yeah, no more. Okay. All right, we're gonna worship, and then we're gonna have a bit of Q&A, as in you mix around and they chat like, this is good, no good, whatever. All right. So let's be uprising and worship. Maria have selected a couple of songs. I think we'll do two songs. If you have to go, you have to go. But I love worship because that's where I hear the Spirit more. All right? So let's worship. So Father God, we thank you for the word. We just ask whatever your word is of the Spirit. We just pray that you will just go deep into our heart and bear fruits. In Jesus' name.